You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my July 2024 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Accepting yourself right now. If you allow your patience to lead you out of egoic tantrums, demands, and manipulations, you will find God. Not a God that will provide everything that you want, but a God that is your greatest ally and the one that will bring you through the most challenging lessons of this life. Why is this so important for you to know now? You are being faced with choices right now that will provide an expansion of your heart and the consciousness of your soul spirit to be liberated from the patterns that have burdened your creative potential. How you walk through this developing relationship with yourself is yours to discover, but do give your attention to this. The lunar imprints, the reversals, and the mind control have worked to stifle the potential in us all, so that we can't see how effective we can be as co-creators with God. Instead of feeling empowered, we can be victimized, trying to simply maneuver around the twists and turns, the black magic, and the intentional consciousness traps that keep us distracted in chaos or disconnection. The imbalance we can experience is not just that life can feel rushed, disrupted, irritating, or thwarted at times. It's an understanding that what is held within is reflected in the outer. So, if life is hectic, so it is within. If life feels heavy, so it is within. If you feel pressured in life, so it is within. If you don't feel supported or you're feeling overwhelmed, so it is within you, in your light body. It's not all of you that feels this way. It's only a part of you that is rising up to be seen and heard so that the pain can end. Direct experiences that challenge you do so because they help you to see what was unseen before. And when you do see them, you can let them go. It's genius, though at times utterly testing. A potter transforms a lump of clay into something meaningful, but that person will find great difficulty shaping beauty if pebbles or rocks erode the flow of energy beneath their hands. It's true that one can even make art from mishaps, perhaps, but the gracefulness will become compromised. So if you were asked to create the most beautiful sculpted figure right now, you, would there be aspects of you that cannot fit into that magnificence? The low frequencies that drag you into low self-worth or self-punishment, or feeling like there is no place for you on this earth, would get in the way. Because it means that how you see yourself is not as a creator expressing the purity of God, but as a distortion of yourself. Indeed, we all hold pieces that we are working to release. We are God consciousness, even if we are a work in progress. This incarnation is a journey of epic proportions, considering where we are now being lifted by the grace of our divine cosmic parents. Yet the perception about yourself that comes into your mind is key. Do you see potential that you can nourish? Do you see inadequacy? Do you judge yourself for what you do and don't do, what you haven't accomplished, or what you haven't yet moved past? These self-judgments didn't just come from anywhere. They are mind control programs malevolently designed to keep you suppressed and oppressed so that you don't prevail in reclaiming your angelic humanness. The trauma and enslavement has been extremely pervasive, and it's necessary to see that we can unknowingly perpetuate the negative alien agenda with our participation. The next time you tell yourself, "I'm not enough," or some belief like it, remember that this is not your mindset. It's not a human mindset. It belongs to the negative aliens and intruder races and their implementers. They never have enough money, control, possessions, or power. There is no end to their need to take from humanity to make themselves more. Why would they need that unless they think they're not enough? But they project that onto humanity and onto you. So give this shame back to where it belongs, to those that superimpose them upon you. Reclaim your truth and be loving with yourself. This is the antidote to the spiritual war that we're undergoing. God isn't asking you to be perfect. God already knows that you are perfection in your essence. God is asking you to receive the liberation of humanity so that you can know how it feels to be free and one with peace. Can you accept that this is where you're headed, that you're being asked to participate? Or are you letting your negative ego outsmart the most extraordinary time in our history? It can only try. Self-judgments have no place anymore. They are the pebbles that keep getting in the way of your beauty and your liberation. Let the stories about yourself drop away and say, "I choose God. I choose what matters in my life so that life can flourish, so that I can know myself in my truth and honor the unique exquisiteness with which I was created, so that whoever I am now shows up as open and willing and an inspiration." When the challenges feel too heavy, hold a vision within your being for unification of body and spirit and balance divine masculine and divine feminine within, knowing that whatever you are experiencing now isn't the end point. It is the beginning of something more wondrous. Whether life takes a painfully dramatic turn for you or things fall into place, the divine is holding you up precisely and beautifully, giving you every opportunity to expand. Accept the invitation. If you would like healing support to release the causation of your self-judgment, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.